Kia ora, Dee from Waipawa District Libraries. Thanks for joining us. Well, now that we've had all the commentary from deciding on a new location for the new Te Ao Mutu Library in the early 1930s, we've now got a bit more fanfare that comes with what came thereafter. The first article we're going to look at is from the Waipawa Post. It's on the 16th of March, 1933, and it's in the public notices. Te Ao Mutu Public Library. The library will close today and reopen on Saturday, 1st of April 1933, when the reading room will also be opened. Books not yet returned may be left at the Borough Council or the library. All future subscriptions will commence from 1st of April each year, and this year subscriptions will be credited for time up to which their subscriptions have been paid, together with an additional month for the times the library has been closed. All persons becoming members after 1st of April in any year will only be charged for the first year at per month for the unexpired period to the following 31st of March. A meeting of all subscribers will be held at the library at 8 p.m. on Tuesday 28th of March to elect representatives on the new committee. And that's from C.G. Downs, the Mayor, from the Council Chambers, 16th of March, 1933. We'll just take a quick break and we'll come back again with something from the 17th of March, 1933. And welcome back. Now we're looking at the Waikato Times, 17th of March, 1933. Te Ao Mutu Library, special meeting held. And this is praise for the Hamilton system. A special meeting of the Te Ao Mutu Borough Council was presided over by the Mayor, Mr. C.G. Downs. The special business was to deal with library matters and the applications for the position of librarian or librarian caretaker. There were 20 applications. Before considering the applications, the Mayor said he had visited Hamilton last week and inquired into the methods of administration of library affairs. He was much impressed with the simplicity of the system there. Several councillors commended that the Hamilton system should be very suitable for Te Ao Mutu. The Mayor said the library should have a separate bank account and conduct its own affairs. The representation from the council would ensure financial control being retained in safe hands. Mr. Johnson, who selects books for Hamilton, offered to visit Te Ao Mutu and explain details. It was decided to write thanking the Hamilton officials for their help. It was decided that the Hamilton system be adopted for Te Ao Mutu Library. Mr. Bockett said the library subscribers totaled 140. Consideration was then given in committee to the applications for the appointments advertised. Eventually, Mrs. Walter Scott of Nutunui was appointed librarian caretaker. And that ends that commentary there from the Waikato Times. I'm going to take another short break and be back again when the library reopens. Welcome back. The last article we have comes from the Waipawa Post on the 1st of April 1933. Library reopens, lending branch and public reading room, a creditable adjunct to the town. Without ceremonial observance, the reorganised public library reopens in Te Ao Mutu today. Weeks of active preparation have followed the acquisition of the property in Bank Street, adjoining the municipal baths, and the new library is indeed a credit to the town. There is thus brought to fulfilment the hopes of so many citizens for a library and public reading room to further enhance the amenities of Te Ao Mutu. The building has been renovated throughout. The reading room occupies a foremost position and is well stocked with newspapers and periodicals. Its setting is designed to suit the comfort of the public. The lending library in an adjoining room is well arranged, and for subscribers a wide range of books is available. There is space reserved in the premises for further extension of the library as patronage and demand render expansion necessary. Within the premises is a additional restroom accommodation for ladies, a facility which will doubtless be appreciated by those in the country districts who make Te Awamutu their central town. In the arrangement of the buildings and the system of conducting the library, the Borough Council has made exhaustive inquiry and a committee under the guidance of the Mayor has spared no effort in setting everything in readiness. Valuable assistance has been given by Mrs. Johnson and Bonham of Hamilton, and many residents have cooperated with the Council in carrying to completion the plans which mark the opening of the library today. It is assured that the Council and the responsible committee will have the same measure of support and cooperation in the future so that the library may fulfil its function and stand as a credit and a service to the community of town and districts. Well, what a lovely note to end that article on, and certainly a credit to the town and the work that had gone into securing the new site and certainly getting the reading room up and running as well. We're going to leave it there today. Ka kite.